In a way, the range of opinions by scientists who also identify as LGBTQ underscores a central finding of the study. Sexuality is complicated. The study analyzed the genetic data of 408,000 men and women from a large British database, the UK Biobank, who answered extensive health and behavior questions between 2006 and 2010, when they were between the ages of 40 and 69. The researchers also used data from nearly 70,000 customers of the genetic testing service 23andMe, who were 51 years old on average, mostly American, and had answered survey questions about sexual orientation. All were of white European descent, one of several factors that the authors note limit their study's generalization. Trans people were not included. The researchers mainly focused on answers to one question, whether someone ever had sex with a same-sex partner, even once. A much higher proportion of the 23andMe sample, about 19%, compared to about 3% of the Biobank sample, reported a same-sex sexual experience, a difference possibly related to cultural factors, or because the specific 23andMe sexual orientation survey might attract more LGBTQ participants. Despite its limitations, the research was much larger and more varied than previous studies, which generally focused on gay men, often those who were twins or were otherwise related. Belinda Mills, a professor of sociology at the University of Oxford, who wrote a commentary that Science published alongside the study, said, "Just the fact that they looked at women is hooray." There might be thousands of genes influencing same-sex sexual behavior, each playing a small role, scientists believe. A new study found that all genetic effects likely account for about 32% of whether someone will have same-sex sex.